Radio.
Yeah.
Look what you made me do. I'm sorry for the wait. I'm sorry for the wait.
Tell him.
The car is gonna be late, so I cooked up a tape.
Tell him.
The garden's full of snakes, so I had to escape. Let homie gonna be straight. Let homie gonna be straight. Somebody, I need head proof. Fuck it, this is sorry for the way. I ain't trippin', I got Barbie, I got Drake too. I send my goons to kill somebody, I need head proof. Then they come through and sit it on my coffee table. Who kept this shit together? Nigga, me, that's who. Who was there when niggas left us? Nigga, me, that's who. Cash money is an army, I'm a one-man army.
Yeah.
And if them niggas coming for me, I'm going out like Tony. Now I don't want no problems, I just want my money. Ain't gotta hold no conversation on my luggage. Tell whoever's counting that I'm on 100. Birdman Jr., more like Ugly Duckling.
Taking over, I'm taking over.
Think it over, bitch, I'm thinking both. I'm sipping lean out of glass, nigga. All I got is young money, no more cash, nigga. Ay, and this ain't sorry for the waiter. No more in my mind, my breath, just keep a cane and maple. Young money shop, I'm still eating, I just chipped my tooth. Tell them niggas no love lost, cause I ain't got shit to lose. Myself to save yourself, cause I can't save you.
I
send my goons to kill somebody, I need head proof. I found a needle in the haystack, put the thread through. I tried to stitch the wound back up, but I just fed through. Yeah, it's compensation over conversation. Thought I must got blurry vision, the niggas got two faces. Lord, this game is a vampire. Blood, you gotta protect your neck. It'll suck you dry like raisins, love. But fuck that nigga, got a drawing out. Fuck that nigga, I'ma ball out. The day you met me is the day hell froze. On the day I left is when it thawed out. I'm still in the building, I just had to knock a couple walls down. Had to kick y'all out. Life is a movie, but sometimes a nigga get too tired of watching and walk out. Taking over, Lord, I'm taking over. Sorry for the wait until the wait is over. Sippin' lean out of flash, nigga. And all I do is smoke a fucking thrash, nigga. And if I'm sorry for the way, fuck you haters, throw your board up if you skate too. I send my goons to kill somebody, I need head proof. Then they come through and sit it on my coffee table. Don't you? Niggas don't appreciate you. You been down since day one, it meant nothing on day two. Sometimes the truth is hard to swallow and to say too. But I graduated from that bullshit, now I hate school. Now I'm taking over, now I'm taking over. The old me dead and gone, that's who I'm praying over. Might have to go back to slanging Yola till the wait is over. If so, then I got baking soda, I got baking soda.
What up, everybody? What it do?
What's going on?
It's the Rel and Randy Show. I'm Randy.
And I'm baking soda.
Man, that's baking soda, a.k.a. Rel.
We got baking soda.
10-4. Oh. What's good, everybody? It's Lil Wayne, man. Hashtag FWA. Free Weezy album.
Woo.
Hey, come on with it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, welcome to the show. I got my JIT in the studio today. It's National Bring Your Child to Work Day.
Rubber and Randall, at Rubber and Randall.
me? So, in Dallas, whatever's going on there, talk about a little playoff talk. What else we got? We got some music, like always. We like to hit you with the latest and greatest what's going on. But today, actually, we're going to hit you with a lot of some island music today. You know, shout out to Mike, fresh out of Cali.
Fresh out.
The Florida
Speaking
sun.
Speaking of, hold on, let me hit something real quick, Cole.
Go ahead.
Just real quick, you know what I mean? You know how I do it. Oh.
The type of man who will talk shit about your child. The speculated rapist, all the way from San Diego, California. Negative Mike,
what's good, cuz?
I'm actually negative today.
Are you?
Had a lot of bad things leading up to the show.
So, yeah, I'll be actually pissed off right now.
All right.
I hate you all so much!
All right, there it is.
Anyway.
We got Weatherman Joe also today, because he missed last. Oh, so I'm sorry you guys didn't get your weather last show. So if anything,
Joe, when the whistle blow.
Yeah, Weatherman Joe snuck off, man. Where did you go again, Weatherman Joe?
Hit him with it.
Well, I didn't mean to slip off. I did give you guys a 4-day forecast, so the only day you guys weren't covered was yesterday. So I apologize for that. But
right.
I went down to Chile, and then I went to Venezuela. But I wanted to make sure I sensed something going on down there in Chile with the weather.
Right.
And, I mean, the atmosphere was very vibrant. It was
right.
Very colorful. And I just knew that meant that, you know, when you got a vibrant atmosphere, that means your ground's not stable. And sure enough.
I thought you called that last week. Did he not call that last week?
I can't remember, honestly.
I think that was actually just 6 days ago, not the entire week ago.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, not a full 7?
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah.
Foolish, silly me.
Well.
You want to go ahead and dip right into the weather?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I do love doing weather.
I know you do. How was Chile, by the way?
Chile was very interesting.
Did you meet a lot of Chileans that were very confused?
I did notice a lot of Chileans that had a couple nip slips happen, but, I mean, I'm not going to nick anybody for being 99.
What's come again? What do you mean by 99 means not 100, so that means they're
right.
1% safe or something?
What I'm saying that I noticed a lot of nip slips, NIP slips.
Yeah.
That's actually when
their nipple comes
a lot of shaking occurs and nipples fall out of bras.
All right.
So
negative
and then of course as you almost got it. Nick the 99. I'm not gonna be a picky man about the 99% of the 100, you know.
Right.
They're close enough to being perfect, so.
Oh, okay.
Just wanna break it down for everybody.
But they ain't 100 though, cool.
All right, well let's get right down into the dirtiness here. We're experiencing 87 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, and then you're going to go drop down to 67 degrees tonight, not a cloud in the sky. And then tomorrow, you're going to have 84 as your high with a 48% chance of rain, dropping down to 73 degrees. So not much difference all day long. It's pretty much going to be hot as the devil's draws outside, and then it's going to be maybe about a 10-mile-an-hour wind from the south, and you'll have about 8.5 miles visibility for anybody that would be in the air with me. So be careful because it's very, very tough out there with very bad weather conditions. As if we head into Sunday, it will be 86 degrees, and it's going to feel like 91 degrees. You're going to have a nice 82% chance of showers from 11:12 to 3:21 p.m. And then after that, it drops off considerably to 42% for the rest of the day. And Monday we will hit you up with that, so you won't be confused in the early morning times. You'll be waking up to 72 degrees. You're going to be reaching a high of 85, a low of 68. Mostly cloudy with a 47-point chance of rain, and you have a little 12% chance of a thunderstorm.
Nice.
And that was brought to you by Nestle's Raisinets, milk chocolatey goodness.
Nice. Well, we opened up the show with Lil Wayne. Sorry for the wait too, but I'm getting a little excited about Free Weezy album. Hashtag FWA. That's something. I don't know, man. I'm just looking forward to it.
I honestly, right now, I can't say I am. The only reason why is because I've been slightly disappointed.
Wait, Lil Wayne's work or what?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know. I'm still stuck on that old stuff, I guess.
You talking about like the drought and all that?
The droughts, all those, the first dedication, dedication 1 and 2, he don't rap the same, bro. It's not the same music. But I will give him this. The Carter Four was.
I wouldn't give a crap about what I'm putting out either if I'm working for an asshole like that.
Well, hey.
Just saying.
True.
That's just me.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. What's up? You hear me? Yeah.
That's my jitterbug, everyone.
That's a jitterbug. She's cute. She's too cute.
Sexy girlfriend.
Tell everyone you said hello. Say hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not too excited about it, to be honest, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is, you know what I'm saying?
He's supposed to drop it in April, so
a week left.
Yeah, I was gonna say we only got a week left, so that's why I say I'm getting excited about it. I definitely think it's gonna be pretty dope. Look what we got going on right here. Look at the album cover here. Got your boy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's dope.
It looks like the Predator on the right.
Nice.
That's Wayne.
Yeah, but look at the right.
I see
like
it.
The Predator. The face?
Yeah. That's dope, isn't it?
No, that's
yeah. You're psycho. You're a freaking psycho.
That's stupid.
Are you kidding me?
Is he a rapper or is he like death rock now? Is he opening for Korn?
He's all of it.
Okay.
He's everything. Have you not heard his rock album?
He's everything, and he's ugly, and he's, I don't know.
What?
He only gets girls with the money.
Does he have to be attractive?
No.
Girls only go with guys because of looks? Is that all we're talking about? Looks and money? If that, I'd be sitting on the curb, buddy. If that were the case, you would too.
No.
You ugly son of a bitch.
Don't be so.
I'm telling you, man, that ain't... Come on. I don't care.
Look how ugly he is.
What about it?
Look, forget it.
Who cares? I don't care what this guy looks like. He's got some pretty dope lyrics.
Mm.
Right. Moving on. The NBA playoffs. Tonight we got the Spurs versus the Clippers, which looks to be a very interesting matchup. Also, my favorite.
Did you see the choke by New Orleans? They was up by 20.
Well, you did.
No.
You're right? No. Yeah, what a hell of a time right now.
I'm going to tell you this. I was looking for him to carry the show because I felt really bad about it.
The first 15 of the show was just crazy.
I felt horrible about what you call it, like, you know, cutting him off. Cutting him off. So I
feel stuck on that?
Bro? I'm like, I'm going to let him carry it. I'm going to let him. No.
I'm good. I turned my mic off.
We did get a request from a highly paid fan.
Weatherman Joe, I ain't got you, cuz.
Yeah, we got a request from someone.
Give me that. Let me see that.
We got a request from someone that would like to hear an oldie but goodie song.
Okay.
Maybe Monday.
Hey.
Because we can't do it today. Today.
Good God.
Today is Island Day.
Yeah. What's the... Who requested what?
I don't know.
Seminole Wind Remix?
No, I don't think no one requested that.
Who was the request?
I believe his name was
Jiminy
Johnson?
Jiminy Johnson? Okay.
Johnson.
Well, whatever Jimmy wants to hear, then I guess we can.
Does he want oldies?
Does he want oldies?
Yeah, oldies.
An
oldie but a goodie.
Okay. All right, well.
I'll find something right now.
All right, how about we just go ahead and move right into our music segment?
Yeah, because
we do got some damn good music.
True.
I'm just saying.
And I was wondering what took us so long, because we normally like...
Yeah, we're not new, but
you're welcome for my genre.
Yeah, thank you. And this is Jay Boo. It's called Sunshine Girl. It's got a feature.
Boog, like whatever.
Boog.
Jay Boog. That spells Boog.
It's Boog. It's pronounced
it's
Boog.
It's double O. Boog.
That's Boog.
How do you spell Boog?
When are you ready?
So if I spell... B O O.
Yeah,
I think we're having too much nudge around our neighbors.
Cajun peanuts from the drive-thru in Wildwood, Florida. If you're in the area, roll through, snag up a box, I mean a cup, and go at it.
We had a caller that called in, but they hung up.
So what?
I wanted to know what they were trying to talk about. And it was when we were talking about whether women are with a man for just money and looks.
We had that conversation?
No, well, me and Mike did.
Okay.
Me and Negative Ass Mike did when he says that Free Weezy album cover looks stupid.
I'm going to change my name to Common Sense Mike. How's that?
Why?
I like that name.
That just makes sense.
Huh. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
True.
If you're ugly and broke, are you going to get girls?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
not ugly and broke, yeah. I see tons of them across the tracks.
True. It's all about personality.
They got hoes, bro.
Why not?
Dude, with Fetty Wap?
I'm saying he only gets $40 on top of the show.
Fetty Wap. He gets some. He gets money.
Hey, bro. These are good.
I'm just saying that he only gets the girls that he gets because of his name and his money.
True.
They are not attractive.
Dude, he's got a trap queen.
Hey, I don't care. I don't want to talk about that.
Let's just got a trap queen. Watch it. It's a bando. According to Yahoo Sports, Washington Redskins have the toughest schedule this year. There's a study done at the University of Buffalo. The engineers, they did a study of the imbalance of the NFL schedule and presented it to Sloan Sports Analysis, and they said that Washington Redskins have the toughest schedule this year.
What's the schedule? I want to hear this.
I don't know.
Check it out. Because I'm really not buying
call
it.
Me
right
off, call me off guard there. Pretty good.
Okay.
So they got to play Miami first. St. Louis, which is the team to watch this year, in my opinion. What do you got?
No?
Okay.
So far, not hard.
Okay. New York Giants.
Not hard.
Philly.
Nope.
Atlanta.
Nope.
The Jets.
Nope.
Tampa Bay.
Jets, maybe.
Tampa Bay.
Nope.
New England.
Maybe.
New Orleans.
First one. Maybe.
Carolina.
That's the hardest schedule.
Giants. Dallas, Chicago, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Dallas.
So they must be playing like, everybody's playing like Powerpuff teams or something. The rest of it. What's going on? Like, that schedule didn't sound.
That doesn't sound hard at all.
At all. Well, the first goal, the whole month.
I know you don't want to hear about the Chargers, but just do me a favor and go pull up Chargers schedule. It sounded harder than that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How do you feel about their stadium, that stadium change?
I'm against it completely.
Yeah.
I hate everyone in LA, and I don't know why you would team up with a rival team and share a stadium.
I don't think they're teaming up either.
They combine the stadium.
They're combining the Raiders and the Chargers in LA.
It's actually nice.
So the Raiders are moving to LA too?
Yes.
Well, they're not necessarily moving to LA, but the teams are using the stadium that is being built
Ridiculous.
In LA.
Ridiculous. Pull up their schedule.
Okay. In the meantime.
In the meantime and in between time,
while you pull up that schedule, we want everybody to call in. Our number is 713-955-0701. Hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/RelandRandy. Also hit us up on the Facebook. That's where we get a lot of our people from that get us on that get on the show and talk to us mostly on Facebook. So hit us up. Our debate topic for today is
nut
amputation.
We're still on that one, right?
We're on that one, nut amputation.
Okay.
They're donating.
It's a lot of money, though. So
yeah,
we're going to get into it. Huh?
They're not getting it amputated. They're donating it.
It's still getting cut off.
It's still getting cut off. Now, what's the question on that?
They're replacing it with the artificial nut, though.
Okay, here we go. Here's the Chargers schedule.
Detroit. Hold on. Tell me this doesn't sound way harder than that last schedule you just heard.
Well, it looks pretty bad already because I see the Packers on there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Detroit, Cincinnati. Minnesota, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Oakland, Baltimore, Chicago, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Denver, Kansas City, Miami, Oakland, and Denver again. I'd say that's a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. They play the Packers, for Christ's sake.
It's not too much tougher, but it's tougher.
Yeah.
When you're also getting covered away. A lot of those hard teams, they're away.
Yeah, true.
So that's a hard schedule.
I'm wondering what's going on.
I'm waiting for that dude to get out of there. 17's got to go.
17. I mean, I guess, cuz.
He'll be done.
He's a beast, but, yeah, I think he's out of there.
He's a NSFW.
He's a NSFW? What is that there, Weatherman Joe?
NSFW means he's not safe for work. He's one of those guys that he wants everything handed to him. He's, you know, wanting to stay in San Diego
over for the sunny beaches. He doesn't want to go to L.A., you know. He thinks it's too hardcore.
Right.
He's not a hardcore guy. He's from the country.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
I mean, he's a Nutri-Sweet Daddy.
Yeah, that's perfect. Spurs, Leonard. Kawhi Leonard. He is selected the NBA Defensive Player of the Year.
But did you see Blake Griffin just dunk all over him when he was trying to come out and cover him?
I did not.
That was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let me come down and
Blake balled hard in the first game. Definitely did. But the second game, he just didn't take advantage of that matchup enough. Here we go. Kawhi Leonard is keeping some Hall of Fame company. The San Antonio forward was selected to the NBA Defensive Player of the Year on Thursday, joining Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon as the only two players to win the award on the NBA MVP for the finals. It feels great, the 20-year-old. He's only 23 years old.
Who's that?
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
Defensive Player of the Year.
He got Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
What is
there? Yeah, but I thought Draymond Green was going to get it. No? Okay.
They was talking about it. I read somebody. They was like, how did that happen?
Well, because his stats were definitely up there. I just think people they get that voter fatigue, and they also get that voter, I don't want to look for stats and actually watch the game of basketball fatigue, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, this is his comments. He says, it feels great. That's good. Growing up as a kid, you're watching these players and you want to become who they are and get the accolades that they have. It just shows that the hard work pays off. Good job, Leonard. Good job. Leonard led the league in steals at 2.3 a game and becomes the Spurs' primary individual defender. This dude did shut down LeBron on a couple occasions. I did see that, so I'll give him a lot of credit. But he received 37 first-place votes and 33 points from the panel of 129 writers. So a lot of guys gave it to him. A lot of people were in favor for him.
He's not a nugget.
No, not a nublet?
No,
he's definitely not a nublet.
You want to tell us what a nublet is?
He's not a person who is new to anything, especially that defensive award. I mean, he has a lot of nubs and his nuts are in the second half.
Right. Okay.
All right. Nubs.
Uh-huh.
Not a nublet.
Good quality work.
Okay. NBA playoff schedule and results. Steph Curry shocks the Pelicans.
Yeah, that was crazy.
20-point lead, you said?
20-point lead, bro.
Wow.
And then the three-pointer he shot, the fourth overtime was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, honestly, he should have really fouled on that.
Yeah,
he didn't get destroyed.
Yeah, he slid under the bench and still made it.
Wow.
Yeah, he got, clotheslined, and they didn't call, the foul for it.
Yeah, it was.
He should have won the game at the end of regulation.
Did you guys see Derrick Rose playing at all?
44
yeah.
minutes,
he
played great.
Yeah.
Great.
What did he end up with? Did you see?
20.
He had, 26.
I did see him hit a couple good shots, man. I was impressed.
Without him, before when I made my playoff prediction, I did not have Chicago doing anything. But now that they have him back, I say that might be the Eastern Conference champion.
He hit 34 points.
34.
Oh, wow.
Last time I remember it was 20-something.
Look at this. I mean, he's balling on those guys.
As
long as he stays healthy, I think Chicago will represent the East.
But the thing is, you crazy.
Are you kidding me?
No,
it's not
a joke.
And
then they got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler.
They got Noah playing, right?
He always
plays
tough.
He's just that defense and rebound.
Yeah, that's what you need. And he gonna bring intensity all game long.
Yeah, we're gonna bring you a sleeper. Nobody really pays attention to that.
Yeah, you got to think about last year. They made it to the playoffs, got through the first round. So it was like those guys they're not without Derrick Rose. So now you have them, and they're a better team than they were last year.
Yeah, and they are the strong Bucks. The Bucks did not choke last night. I mean,
no.
They just got up.
They were playing pretty decent. I know. I don't know. That's a well-coached team. I guess
the Celtics
just
is playing very, very good too.
They can't pull it off.
The Pelicans. The Pelicans. The first two games, they played real hard, played real good, and it's like they just it don't matter what they do.
Both of those teams are down 3-0. And no team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the first series.
If you had to choose one of those two teams to do it, which one would you choose?
Boston, just because it's not going to happen, and I just threw the first word that came to mind.
I think Pelicans have a better chance. I mean, Boston is so outmatched by Cleveland. It's
Boston's got some players, though, man.
They play hard, bro. They play
they
hard.
Do. That's the only thing that's keeping them in.
It sucks because
it's going to get the Cavs in such a slump when they go into the next game.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I know you would be.
I'm all for it.
I just hate LeBron James.
Oh, I'm eating your peanuts right now. I'd push you out. Just saying.
I'm all for it, man. I hope they get destroyed the second half.
Yeah. I'm more excited now for the Spurs and Clippers.
I hope that Rogan runs out of business so LeBron James will be completely bald.
I'll just go and color it in with a permanent marker. Give him a clean edge. I'm just saying. We're in it to win it. We're in it to win it, everybody. All right. Let's go ahead and we'll play a little bit more music for you guys. I'm going to play you this weird guy called Spawn Breezy. He's kind of hefty. But he's got a good song. It's called Don't Let Go. Check it out.
Great music.
Made it on this tour. Made it back home.
Too long, man.
So we need to try to get to this meeting and find out what they're talking about this contract.
Yeah, man, we just got back. I didn't even hear my lady before.
I'll call her and tell her to meet us over there.
Hello, babe.
Most definitely. 35
Think about it. You'd run faster.
You only need one.
You wouldn't get uncomfortable when you're sleeping? Yeah. Don't you ever get, like, my sack's so huge because I'm such an egotistical douchebag that it slaps my leg and it slows it down. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
I wouldn't be able to do the ball clapping.
You wouldn't be able to do the ball clap. Negative Mike can clap his balls like a pair of hands.
Not like most people clap, like front and back. Just an up and down clap.
Yeah.
I'd have to go prepare.
Okay.
I'd have to take off my boxer briefs.
Yeah, go.
All right, I'll be
right back. All right, Negative Mike's about to clap his nuts into my microphone.
Let's do it for real.
Yeah, I mean, just so I finally can witness this craft.
When he does it?
I don't know if I'm going to stay for this power hour.
Hey, Jarrell, when this Joker comes back in with his stuff off, on the slide, put your camera up on him.
Okay.
So we can make sure we post this up.
All right, copy.
Negative Mike, ball clap, coming soon.
Anyway, there's a lot of other stuff that was on the article about the
35 G's to get the amputation?
One ball, and they give you artificial nuts so you don't feel left out.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Would you do it now?
No.
How many kids you want?
Depends.
Your chances of
getting
cancer are
like
completely zero.
Right. Yeah, I understand all that.
And cancer spreads throughout the body. It's concerning the testicles and goes zooming around to the lungs.
Me personally, I'm not really into that. I'm a road warrior.
No.
I don't really like to do that. I like to roll deep.
Okay, well.
So, 35 grand, you would not give up one of your testicles.
No, I mean, I'm not really that hard off the money, you know?
I get that. I understand that completely, but that's $35,000.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to do it.
If we ask Kayla right now, Kayla, would you allow Joey to give up one testicle for 35 grand? You don't think she'll say, why not?
She, you know, I'll tell you what she says. She's like, he's a grown man. He can make that decision if he wants to. That's what she'll say. And then I'll be like, listen, it'll throw me off in the van while I'm flying over. And I can't just...
It'll throw your balance off.
It'll throw the whole deal off.
All right, here it goes. We good?
We're good.
All right. Negative Mike's in the studio. Well, you want me to hold it there for you?
It might help. I got to hold my shorts out.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on.
Really?
All right, nope.
Well,
I haven't done it in a while, so you got to give me a minute to get the angle.
All right, hold on.
You'll know when you hear it.
Your mama is like a bag of chips, free to lay, like Frito-Lays. Your mom's so dumb, she got fired from a blowjob. Come on.
Got him.
Your mama's so broke, she doesn't drive by from the bus. Your mama's so hairy, you died a rug burn when you were born.
Goddamn.
Hey, Cub, what's up, man? I'm stalling. You ready? All right. Your mama's so stupid. She walked into an antique shop and asked, what's new? That bitch is dumb. Your mama's so what?
I don't know. You waiting on me?
You waiting on you?
I'm waiting on you, man. Oh, this is playing out nice. Whoa.
You my mic? Oh, you're going to your mic.
This is what it's going
to
sound like here.
You're going to
test.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. We're going to go ahead and do the Samoan ball clap.
Samoan ball clap.
On you, Mike.
All right. Hold on, it's not ready.
Come on.
Wait.
Yeah! There it is. I got a Samoan hop in his ball in the studio. This is great. That's fantastic.
That's
got it?
Bouncing off the tank.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I'm with you, bro. That was good. That was really good. Anybody else got any talents we can share for the show today?
I think that tops them all if we did have some.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Cool. If I gave up a minute, I don't know if I could perform that as well.
I think.
Well, they give you a testicle.
They give you a
throw off the balance. Yeah, like Joseph. How hard it was to get it primed.
Is that like a Jedi, the Force, that would throw off the Force? You know, like, you get what I'm saying? Weatherman Joe, you got...
We'll just take more practice.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, cool. let's dip in, man. Let's dip in one more song. We did Don't Let Go by Swan Breezy.
Swan Breezy.
So, yeah, that too. Yeah.
We're going to play the music.
Damn.
God damn it. Get it right.
All right, man. Jesus Christ.
Swan Wind.
You don't fuck up anybody else's name.
I fuck up everybody's name.
old Swanwind over here with his new hit.
Swanwind? That's not it. Swanwind?
Yeah, like his heart. It's Swan Breezy.
Swan Breezy.
I think Swanwind is what Mike just performed.
It's Spawn Breezy.
I know that.
He says Swan Breezy.
Yes. I made it in the A group on my boarding pass, baby.
Woo! Nice. My boy Mike headed home to Manana.
Last time I hit it, right at 5:45, like right at 24 hours, I got in a B group, sat with a fat dude.
Damn, cuz.
We exchanged ball sweat, clap stories.
Nah, nice. Oh, come on now. Let's just jump down into it. What am I doing? Swan Breezy?
No, no. Give me this mic.
You just did Spawn Breezy.
Oh,
now you want to
play Kolu. This was your favorite song at all.
I love you, girl.
Right?
No. Did you do the Sunshine one?
I already played that one. That was, what's his name? That's Jay Boog.
Yeah, Boog.
It's Boog. He's got two O's back to back.
You just heard of him today. Don't tell me.
Oh. Okay, hold on. All right, I'm sorry. Two O's together doesn't make an ooh sound.
You fall asleep tonight, ball clap on your forehead.
You can't.
Double clap. Clap, 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 clap.
You can't.
Why?
Because I already have somebody in that area, and they're going to ball clap me. I'm going to have somebody else ball clap on me before you can, so you'd be like, damn.
Wasn't Mike supposed to do the crab challenge while he was here?
Damn!
I was supposed to do a lot of stuff out here. We didn't go see a movie. We didn't go fishing.
We can do the
movie.
Anybody seen Get Hard Colin and tell me how it was? You see it?
No.
You want to go?
No.
What, man, Jay, you want to
go? How do you want to do that? We'll be going to a barbecue.
Well, no, I'm seeing it later tonight, cuz. It's the weekend, is it not?
Something with baby.
I'm not
with a bedtime?
No, I don't have no bedtime at all.
Oh,
he doesn't have his light. Well, I mean, can't see him in dark.
Yeah.
2 a.m. dark in the morning.
Oh,
sorry.
Look, I made one racist joke. This joker hopped on hard, didn't he? I did the Kool-Aid joke and he's just moved.
The first joke he made when he met me was a racist joke.
All right.
No, we've known each other 15 years.
Jesus Christ. All right. Here we go. This is E. Coli. I love you, girl.
It's E. Coli.
My everything, oh. like a fool. I can't give you everything. Don't go mistaking me, girl. I got all the love you need. I got all the love you need. All the love you need. Whoa. Always be my baby, my everything. Oh, I love you, girl. Each moment of every day, forever and always. Oh,
jumper cables? Come on, now. That ain't good.
Okay, sorry.
Nah, bro, seriously, let's give good laughs.
Good
quality laughs.
All right.
Okay? Your mama's hair is so full of dandruff. When she shook her head, the principal called a snow day. These are like little kids who write this. This is on Comedy Central jokes. Your mama is so... See, look, this right here is wrong. Your mama jokes don't have is. It's just, your mama's so stupid...
Oh. Use proper English.
Mm-hmm.
Clown.
God damn it, Mike.
Man, what?
I don't know.
Don't even get... Go, what?
I don't know.
All right.
Fun to say.
Your mama is so ugly, I could bang her in any position and it'd still be doggy style. Okay. All right. Listen, enough of the jokes. Mike is really on that. Where are you making these sound effects, Ben, the whole time, Mike?
You guys been talking about bullshit. Shit. You don't play sound effects when you're talking about basketball?
Yeah, play sound effects.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Well, pretty good. It's not my fault. You did 50 minutes of boring. We're only cleaning up from 10.
Okay, go ahead.
No, no.
So that's how we feel.
Well, we only got 6 minutes left.
Great.
Smart and wonderful. So,
only got my balls for 6 minutes straight.
That was radio gold right there.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
That was like...
A lot of people are happy about that.
Has anyone called me about it?
I really
need to start.
You don't
check
this out.
713-955-0.
If you want to get on this ping pong over here...
Let's do it. I'm ready.
They need to get on this ping pong. You know, I follow them living in Lake County, Sumter County area. That want to get on the ping pong challenge.
Well, yeah, remember what we discussed?
Right.
Yeah, so next Friday is a ping pong tournament, and it's a $5 buy-in. All, 50% of the proceeds go to a charity, and the rest goes to the show. So next Friday is a ping pong competition, $5 buy-in. Okay, so half the proceeds will go to a charity, and then half of the proceeds will go to the show. We do need some money to keep it running.
Yeah, because we just paid
our last little bit.
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
We got kids running around the studio.
Oh, I couldn't hear. I don't
know. She's trying to get
by this giant 330-pound
dude.
Excuse me. Yeah. She was so nice at first. Excuse me.
You have to wait, Karin.
Aww. Hey, so with the second pick, we got Tennessee Titans probably taking our boy Mariota.
It's just getting me excited to get home to my four children right now.
Yeah.
It's just like reminding me where I've been for the past week and where I'm going at.
Right. Huh?
That's all right. It's all right.
She's just hanging out.
Bro.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah. Give me yogurt.
I'm going to have to go buy y'all groceries now.
Nah, cool.
She's like, come over here and like eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what?
like skeevy skid marks.
Hey, Weatherman Joe, you know what?
What's that?
Your mom's like a refrigerator. Meat goes in and out all day.
That was a good one.
Is that good?
No.
Oh. Your mom's so old, I slapped her on the back until it fell off. Oh, wait, until it fell off. That's kind of dumb. All right, I'm done with the jokes. I get a little carried away. You know how it goes. Let's get a little news. Some teams that I'm excited about, first off, is Buffalo, because, you know, that's where I'm from.
You're from Buffalo, but you like
the Packers, yeah.
Packers.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know.
I think he's a bandwagoner, that's why.
Yeah, I'm a bandwagoner. When I was 6 years old, I'm a bandwagoner.
Can you name the best guy?
Yeah, proof?
No, we don't have photos when you were 6 or something.
No. Well, actually, I'm moving to my family.
Okay, cool.
Now, how long are you a Chargers fan?
My whole life.
Yeah, why? Because they live in, from
yeah,
where
they live there. Yeah.
Because they're from San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to be a fan of now? You're a loser town to
vote. I already said I got a bunch of Chargers stuff for sale.
Are you going to not be a Chargers fan now?
Stupid.
Who are you going to root for?
As nobody.
If you're a Chargers fan at heart.
You going to start watching basketball?
No.
Why not?
They,
it's great.
That is a good. It's great.
The last 2 minutes is fun. The rest is the same thing over and over.
Yeah, well, we get to the last 2 minutes to the first however many minutes is in a basketball game. How is it? It's an hour? Is it an hour game?
So apparently there's going to be a fight party May 2nd at Ben and Marcus's crib.
Okay.
$5.
Entrance fee?
Entrance fee.
Not chance so big. This is your last chance to talk about the Pacquiao fight.
Small.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, Pacquiao's going to lose.
Wait, no. That's next week. Next week. My bad.
Okay.
Forget it.
Okay.
You bought it, though.
Yeah, I did. I don't watch the calendar.
Just throw that out.
Even though I knew there was still 6 days left in April, I was all with you. Yeah, it is tomorrow, isn't it?
Whoa.
Tell you what. Well, these are some good peanuts.
I should have got a large.
Yeah, my fault, bro. Really should. I shouldn't have dug in like this, but.
No, it's fine, but I'm saying I was going to throw them away. All right, I couldn't do it.
I cut them off all day Wednesday, and now I got them starving because I'm eating his peanuts.
He beats himself up a lot about silly stuff.
Hey, Mike, I want this to be you. Instead of the you.
I don't
want
to see you anymore. See me looking at my boarding pass now?
What? Man, he can't wait to leave. That's sad, bro.
I know, bro. It's one of my best friends. He's sitting over here talking trash about leaving.
Friend, cause it's Friday night. That's why.
That's why.
Because I'm leaving tomorrow.
My best friend, boy.
He said it once.
Ask
him
when he's
going to
work all day today. Ask him when
he's
going
to
work.
What did you do
today?
I went to work.
Yeah,
I came back.
Uh-huh.
I fell asleep for a couple of minutes. A
couple of minutes or a couple of hours?
No, let him go.
Okay,
and then
go.
I went.
I'll make my point at the end.
Then I went to football practice. I also had to run some errands and stuff. And then I, you know, came back home. Now I'm doing the show. What do you got, Mike?
That's it.
What do you got?
I got an answer. There you go.
Okay.
You just said it.
Point proven.
What's the point here?
You didn't do shit.
What are you talking about?
There's a joke.
You
come on, come yesterday.
What did you do yesterday, bro? By the way, I hit him up. Like, hey, man, karaoke, what's up?
Yeah, he did.
Our highlight of yesterday was what a hardy
dude. Retarded people.
Nah, that wasn't our highlight.
What did we do yesterday?
What did we do?
I got a horrible memory. Why are you asking me?
He didn't do anything. We didn't got fishing poles to not use them.
I told you where the fishing spot was.
Okay.
We did nothing.
Nothing.
The last thing we did was the go-karts.
Wait a second. Didn't I take you to lunch?
Did I take you to lunch?
Yeah. Didn't you have the best chicken salad sandwich you ever had? Did you have it or not?
Even the worst girlfriends take their dudes to lunch. Did I let you go pay for your food? You didn't even buy it, you fuck. You didn't even pay for it. You bought your food for me. That's the
thing.
That is the universal sign that I don't really. No, look, universal sign that I don't really like you.
And
I bought this food, swiped this card, turned around to me, and was like, I'll be at the table.
All right. Oh, God. All right. Well, the show is done. And I'm fucking out of here. Because I'm tired. I'm just sick and tired of this.
You got to hear from us Monday without Mike.
Oh, no. He's probably going to chime in.
Let me look at that fucking boarding pass a little bit. Look at this. This is great. Son of a bitch. That son of a bitch. Dirty Samoan ball clapping fag. All right. Well, we're out of here. We appreciate you guys listening. And you guys are definitely great followers if you follow us after today's show, because this was a cluster. This was horrible.
Honey nut cluster, folks.
So, anyways, we'll boost and carry us on to the weekend.
It's Island Day.
Oh, you used up all your islands.
So you don't do shit with y'all all week.
He did, and then the last day. The one day that I asked for, Island Day, yeah, he opens a little lane and he closes a little boosty. I hate this guy.
It's Island Day for Mike. All right, little way, here we go.
All right, everybody. Much love.
EnvyTheDJ.com.
Yeah. When you make it look easy, these niggas think it's easy. That never came easy. It's payback, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, London.
What's poppin', fool?
Shit crazy around my way. All we know is pain.
We got London on the track. Nigga, just chill tight. Caught him slipping in the drive-by. Be so surprised, his mama and T. Somebody gon' die now. His baby mama's been crazy.